You know, I can't even believe I said yes that I would preach on this Sunday. Because this scripture is not the one I thought it was going to be. Last week, Father Ken got the easy scripture. Was it easy?
It was fun.
Yeah. Where we got to talk about the seeds on the path and the seeds and the weeds and the seeds, the good seeds. And now here we are with the seeds that have been planted in the good soil, but the enemy came along and planted weeds. Now, I have to tell you, I really don't have a very good sense about the enemy or the devil. And, you know, maybe Father Ken's already said I'd like to talk to you about this after church. So maybe he's going to enlighten me about the enemy and the devil. But at this point, when I look out in the fields and see all of the beautiful things that are out there, I just have such a sense that God created the very best of everything everywhere. That God created the very best in you and in me and in all of the people of the world. And yet somehow we don't all have the same sense of Ferris Lord Jesus, who created the heavens and the earth and the creation of fair meadows and greenery. This last week, I was really lucky to be with Patty up in Oregon on her father and mother's ranch. And they grow hay, lots and lots of hay. And they have a wonderful mountain, actually a mountain, on their property. And so we went out for a ride on the mountain, and I was overwhelmed by the fact that in the gully and all around the hillside was covered with roses, all kinds of rose bushes. Of course, no roses were blooming right now, but rose bushes forever. And I was so excited. I said, you know, how incredible this must be in the spring to see all these rose bushes blooming. And they were like, really? The rose bushes are absolutely a weed as far as we're concerned. They take up the pasture land. They take up the places for the grass. They get mixed in with the hay. They are really just a huge problem. Now, if you grow up around here and you don't know anything about that, we work really hard to keep our rose bushes looking nice, right? So how could I ever think of a rose as a weed? Well, later that day, Patty and I went down to the river. Can you imagine a property that has beautiful, beautiful hay fields in the middle and a mountain on one side and at the other side, a river that to me became the River Jordan? I spent 4 days walking up and down in the water for 4 hours at a time in my good boots, walking in the water. I was supposed to be fishing, but I really don't know how to fish, and I'm not willing to put the worm on my hook, so walking around was just a good thing for me to do. Now, in order to get to the river, you had to go on this path, and it was a really nice path, and there was an arch, just like these windows. Every place you looked, there was this beautiful arch that we walked through, and we could see the river before we even got there. And I was looking at it, and on this side of the river, on this side of the arch, was a thorn tree. It was a huge thorn tree. You know, it had big, long thorns on it. In fact, Patty stepped on one, and it went clear through the bottom of her sneakers into her foot. That's how strong these thorns were. And as I looked at them, all I could think about was, that must be the kind of thorn tree that they had when they made the crown of thorns for Jesus. It wasn't just some little rosebush thorns. It was thorns like that. That's what we see in the picture. And as I was thinking about that, again, here are these other flowering branches that come up and weave themselves into that thorn tree. And there were roses. And you know what? The roses just went from being the terrible thing that was in the field to the beautiful thing that was wrapped around the trees. And I said to Patty, this path is just fantastic and this arch is so beautiful. And she said, well, it wasn't that way a few days before you came. My brother and I came down here with a bulldozer and cleared all this out because we knew you wouldn't be able to walk down to the river unless this was cleaned out. A beautiful arch that on one side had a thorn tree and on the other side had a rose bush, and where you could see the beautiful river. You know, I tried to think, how does that fit into this scripture? What I was trying to do, and I think that's what the disciples were worrying about doing, was I was trying to make a story that would fit to tell you on Sunday by reading the scripture. And honestly, it was just not working because truthfully, somewhere I needed to come up with an enemy in this story. And so I worked on that. I thought to myself, well, in his hay field, there were little bugs and there were little squirrels and things that took weed seeds in there, and the birds would fly across and drop off seeds, and that would be in his field. And yet, you know what? He didn't have to bind them up like that. He would just go out with a big, big machinery and cut all of the hay, and they have great kinds of fertilizer now. Fertilizer that doesn't kill the good plants, but wipes out the weeds. So there really wasn't any weeds in the field. On my way here, I heard a song. It was sung by a woman who I have listened to for a long time. She just recently passed away of cancer. And when she was singing this song, she was at the end of her life. And the song is, I Surrender All. I surrender all to Jesus. And as I sat there and listened to that song this morning, I thought to myself, that's where I need to be. That's where I need to be in this scripture. That's where I need to be in my life. That's where I need to be as I come here and share ideas with you on a journey or on a Sunday morning. That's where I need to be with my family. I surrender all. And then when the disciples came and they said to Jesus, tell us what this means. Jesus said to them, the world is the field, and the sower of the seed is the Son of God. The sower of the seed is the Son of God. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus. I purposely picked this song that we sang just ahead of time, this beautiful hymn, Fairest Lord Jesus. And I said to Carol, I'm really not sure how that fits in, but I know that it does. For me, the most important thing to think about in our lives is Fairest Lord Jesus is there in the midst of our beautiful meadows, in the midst of our forests, in the midst of our rivers, every place that we go. That if we work hard, the things that are the weeds in our lives, we can work them out without destroying the good that's in our lives. I think about my grandson, beautiful young man, 12 years old, just as darling as could be. And yet somehow he's gotten caught up in what I consider the enemy of the iPhone. All he can think about is watching movies and watching programs and playing games on that iPhone. And I know that that's not true just of him, but of many, many young people and older people, that we get caught up in things that take us away from what is really the good parts of our lives. Perhaps reading a book or thinking about what the scripture says or working out or being outside or taking care of the animals or looking for some of the good that surrounds us every place that we are. I don't know what exactly I would consider the enemy or the devil that comes within me that makes me not the very best that I can be, because you know what? I never ever focus on that. That's not my focus in life. My focus is on Ferris, Lord Jesus. I surrender all. I surrender all of me to Jesus as often and as much as I possibly can. I hope that I can ask God to come in and make me the kind of a field that God would want me to be, and that all those negative things that work their way into me and into my life, that I have an opportunity to somehow turn them around to be a positive thing in my life and in the lives of the people around me. I hope when you go home today, you have an opportunity to hear that song, Ferris, Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature. Ferris, Lord Jesus, I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.